Hey, everybody. I need to take a moment out of this podcast just to talk to you just briefly about Anchor. Anchor is the platform that I use to make this podcast, and I have to tell you that it is a game changer. I was really nervous about how to find the time to record my podcast and to get it out to the world, and Anchor made it such an easy process. Everything is in one place. You just sign up. It distributes everything to all of the different platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those. And literally all you need to do is record and edit just straight from the platform. It is a game changer because it's so easy. Check it out today by downloading the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I highly recommend it. It's what I use, and it has been a game changer for myself and for other people who are listening to my podcast. So go check it out.
Welcome to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. This podcast is for entrepreneurs, service-based business owners, and consultants who are ready to create, launch, and sell their expertise through the creation of profitable online courses. The real question is this: how do you package your message in a way that creates a scalable business for you and creates a bigger impact in the lives of your customers? This podcast will answer that question. Join me as we explore key tips and concepts to build a strong foundation to your online course business. We will look at the why and the how of the course creation framework. While sales and marketing your offer are critical, you also need to be able to sell something of value and substance. That's where the course creation framework comes in. This podcast is not for everyone. This is for people who want to get real results. We value the customer and learning experience. We are passionate about the transformation our customers will get and want to create an empire of raving clients and fans. We also believe that building an online course can be fun, creative, and profitable. So tune in every day for inspiration and practical tips to grow your business through profitable online courses. Hey everybody, I'm going to record a quick podcast today as I'm running from thing to thing, but really wanted to take a moment to talk briefly about project management and how important it is to think about your project that you have, whether it be creating your first course or really anything that you're trying to do, right? If you set a goal and you want to get to that goal, is to really look at what the goal is, the end result, and then plan smaller pieces so you can get to the end result, right? So what are the pieces, what are the steps, what are the phases, whatever you want to call it, that you need to successfully get to that end result? And look at that and plan it and be really intentional about that. One of the things that we practice every day in our agency is proactive project management. And as proactive as we can be is our measure of success, because, you know, one thing that happens a lot is, and I know all of you are with me who already own businesses, who are looking to transition and make a sort of a different impact in a different way, is that you spend a lot of time fighting fires and dealing with issues. And if you are looking at how do you break down smaller phases of a project and manage that those phases and be as proactive and intentional as possible in how you're doing that, what tends to happen is you're able to see things coming, see how you're trending, see where you may be off or what you have to tweak before it becomes a problem. Because when something becomes a problem, then that causes a lot of time, a lot of rework, a lot of hassle, a lot of sort of destruction in the team, right? And so if you can map everything out ahead of time, come up with a nice solid cadence and plan for how you're going to move from one place to the other, that's really going to help you be more intentional and successful in your projects. Sometimes, you know, I have people who will say, well, that's just too stringent, right? That doesn't allow me to be creative. That doesn't allow for, you know, sort of the organic growth of the process. And I vehemently disagree with that, because I believe that when you set out, you know, a clear path forward and some steps to get there, you're absolutely going to hit your target, and you're going to hit it in the right way, right? So on time and on budget without, you know, complete derailment, right? And so then you can be creative and be innovative in the process, versus just spending all of your time fighting fires. And you know, I think that that's a super important thing to keep in mind. So often we get overwhelmed by different things that maybe aren't even in that phase that we're in as we're sort of planning that entire project plan, right? So a lot of times I hear from people, well, I don't know how to do the technology. I don't know where to put my course. I don't know how to launch it. I don't know how to do videos. I don't know how to do all of this stuff, right? But if you had a solid project cadence for how to build your first course or how to build a curriculum, you would know that you just had to focus on the phase that you're in right now, which is just getting started, right? And then you worry about the tech, you worry about all that stuff later, but you just are worried about what's happening in this phase, and then you can manage to that phase. And then once that's over, then you can go in to the next phase and deal with what's going on in that phase. It really helps that sense of overwhelm. It also helps if you're managing people that everybody sort of stays in lockstep together. We oftentimes have projects with, you know, 6 or 7 or even 8 or 9 people who are involved, and everybody's got to be moving in the same direction in order to make sure that the project is going to be successful. And more than anything else, when things start going off the rails, it's really looking at where we are in the process and are we following the process? Is everybody on the same page in terms of what's happening? And 9 out of 10 times, if there's issues, it's because somebody's not in the right place, right? They're not in the right phase, or they're worried about something that's coming up, or worried about something that was in the past. And it's very difficult to keep everybody in lockstep, especially when you're working virtually, when there's not that level of communication and expectation in terms of where we are from a project perspective. So just wanted to take a moment to touch on that, because project management is super critical. So actually planning your time, planning deadlines and expectations so everyone's on the same page, but taking it one step farther and really being as proactive as possible, which means your eye is on the ball, you're looking at trends, you know where things are in real time and not after the fact, because that becomes super critical to make sure that you are being profitable and being able to meet expectations and deadlines. And so, you know, work through that as you're planning your first course, or, you know, really in any kind of project that you're putting together, either yourself or with a team, to really make sure that you hit that target. So hopefully that serves you today. Just a quick download of my thoughts on proactively managing projects. Hey everybody, wanted to come on at the end of this episode and let you know about an event that's coming up in August of 2023. So we are super excited to announce the second annual Gamify My Course Camp 5-day challenge that's coming up. It is totally free. And listen, what it's going to do is help you think about, how do you add participation? How do you add more engagement and opportunities for your people to actually get results in your online programs? And each day we're going to jump on live with actionable tips for you to be able to do that. So I would love to invite you to sign up for the Gamify My Course Camp, which is going to be August 7th through the 11th, with a special bonus session on the 14th. So come and join us. Can't wait to see you at camp this year, because listen, your kids get to go to camp, other people get to go to camp, so I think over the summer we should all go to camp as well. All right, so we're going to do fun activities like tug of war and archery practice and different things like that. So go check out our page at bit.ly/2023_gamify. That is how you can get a hold of us. In the show notes, there should be a QR code and this link for you to jump on and register. It's totally free and would love to see you on August 7th. All right, there you go. Have a great day.